have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your events the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building. It's not about religion. It's not about
religion.
Yes, welcome welcome to Beyond the Radio. This your main man, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. Yes, I am. I am smiling. I had a wonderful week. Yes, yes, yes. And you know what? The best part about my week is coming right back around to today so I can be right here on with you guys once again. That's right. That's right. We got a wonderful show for you tonight. Yes, you know how we do it. We're going to give you great topics. We're going to have some fun, but we want you to be a better version of yourself. We want to help you. Why? Because we care for you and we love you. Shout out to the Elation family. I salute you with both hands. I appreciate you. One thing about this station, one thing about this network, we have a praying family. Yes, I believe so much in prayer. People ask, man, why you don't pray right before you gotta say what you gotta say? Let me tell you why. Because once we are prayed for throughout the day, I trust and believe the prayers of the ones who come before us, and we are already covered. So only thing we can do is just come on here and do our due diligence by doing God's work, and that's by being a part of the solution, by being building the kingdom. That's what it's all about. So with that being said, let's go. Can I get a little drum roll? Coach Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Shay Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling. Coach Jay, I got a big old smile on my face tonight. A big, big old smile on my face. I'm smiling so big, David, that my cheeks hurt right now.
You got that Kool-Aid smile.
I got that Kool-Aid smile. Yes, that's exactly what I have.
They was in the 80s. We just bust through their wall and be like, oh, yeah. That's what Kool-Aid had, about four flavors. You know, you had either red, yellow, purple,
for sure.
Orange. Then we just said the colors. We didn't even say cherry, lemonade. We didn't. We just say, yeah, you know, you got the red, you got the yellow, and you got the grape with the purple. And
I've never heard of the yellow, though. I'll have to look that up.
Ooh,
never
yeah.
Who didn't have Everybody had the lemonade. See, the lemonade, see, where you think they got all these other flavors from? You get your kiwi, strawberry, your lemonade. See, listen, you see, black people, we the truth. You know what I'm saying? See, when I was in the hood, post the hood, see, we invented different colors, you know, different flavors, the kiwi, strawberry, and all that. You see, you have a half pack of the cherry and a half pack of the lemonade, and then a little quarter pack of the grapes. So guess what? You put it all together and make one big pitcher. Next thing you know, you got tropical punch. See?
That sounds very interesting.
But we did it because you ain't even need the whole pack, depending, because sometimes you just put it in a little cup. You ain't put in a whole pitcher. You put a little bit in your little cup. But then we're going to make a whole pitcher. You just mix it all together. And see, next thing you know, they stole our idea. Next thing you know, they got tropical punch and all these different things in the stores. But see, we been mixing that stuff together. See?
Well, I'll tell you what we used to do in the summer. We would take our Kool-Aid packets and we would get styrofoam cups and we would make freeze pops. So they're little icies that you fill up halfway and you put them in the freezer for all day and then you sell them. And our friends would come to the house and they would buy them for 25 cents and the big cups for 50 cents.
Oh, I think that was tradition. I just think that was all the way. We all did that. I'm talking about, we did the ice. My aunt sold the ice. I just go get the ice at 25 cents.
You know, yeah, we did the ices with the Kool-Aid. I'm talking about when you just got a little half pack left and you can't make a whole pitcher, so you get the other half pack of up and you mix them all together and make you a full pitcher with about 3 pounds of sugar. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So, Coach Shay, how was your week?
You know, this week went by pretty quickly. I saw a post about, I think it was yesterday, where somebody said, what happened to Tuesday and Wednesday? This week was kind of a blur, a busy week, productive week. You know, we're always pushing for our companies, Let's Talk Business and Beyond the Fence and Beyond the Radio. So mm-hmm. we're always doing something new. But this week seemed to be a lot. It seemed to be a short week, but very, very productive. So it's been a great week. How's your week been, David?
You know what? My week has definitely been productive. It's been a blessing. Tomorrow, well, actually Tuesday, my 5-year-old daughter, you know, she started kindergarten, and it's a tomorrow around 6 p.m. I got to go up here to her elementary school and. You know, sign my name. Her mom got to sign her name and really, you know, get her enrolled so she can go ahead and start that Tuesday. So it's a beautiful feeling. And it means so much to me, Coach Shay, because, you know, doing 13 years in federal prison, I didn't get a chance to see my kids go to school, you know. And it definitely is something I'm looking forward to for the first time. So, you know, it's definitely a blessing. I got a chance to see two of my sons graduate. That was definitely beautiful. My other son, he'd rather for me to send him the money than go to the graduation. But, hey, that's all right, too. But I did go to 2 graduations. But just to be able to see them. Yeah, just being able to see them start school would have been something beautiful. So my daughter, you know, starting school or in kindergarten is something that, you know, that's something I used to, in my bunk in federal prison, that's something me and the other guys, man, that's the things that we would dream about, you know, because missing your children's life. David Jr., DB Jr., he also raps. He's on the song Amazing with me. He was 3 years old when I got incarcerated. When I came home, he was 16. So just think, he was a little kid. I miss elementary. I miss middle school. And, you know, I miss most of his junior year of high school. So, you know, it's a blessing to be able to take my daughter to kindergarten.
That is a blessing. That's a blessing. You know, for my two, I remember having that opportunity. I was a single mother, though, with my two daughters, and they actually started preschool and kindergarten the same year. Mm-hmm. So I remember these days shopping. Actually, I was thinking about it the other day, though. There's a nostalgia when school starts. You know, you see the buses going, and you know the air's different. It's weird and strange for the parents out there. You guys know what I'm talking about, too. But the air is different. It's almost like it's school. The TV shows change. And I remember getting them prepared the night before and going shopping. At that time, Mary-Kate and Ashley was the thing out of Walmart. Now, I don't know if anybody else remembers that, but Mary-Kate and Ashley, they had a whole clothing line in Walmart. And just hearing you talk about taking your daughter to kindergarten for the first time, it's a parent's dream. You know, it's a parent's dream. So we wish the both of you the best of luck even throughout the course of this year in seeing her grow in kindergarten and all the funny stuff that she's going to come back home with. So we definitely want to hear more about this kindergarten journey for the first year.
Yeah, you already know I'm going to talk about it. Coach Shay, you ready to start tonight's show? Because, you know, we do got a wonderful topic. I am excited about this topic. And respectfully, I think it's definitely important. You know, you the one came up with this topic to tell us about the topic and what made you come up with such a wonderful topic for tonight.
Certainly, certainly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you like David said, we always have an amazing topic, and tonight's topic is not going to be any different. Tonight we're talking about forgiveness. There's so many different ways that we can forgive one another or forgive ourselves, but I find that it's easier said than done. So, David, I don't know if you experienced that, but sometimes, you know, we say we want to forgive people, we say we want to forgive things, and we even say sometimes we want to forgive ourselves, and for some reason it's the hardest thing to do. And I think sometimes we carry on things that we don't even know that we're carrying and shouldn't carry, these burdens that we carry, and we are not forgiving ourselves. But tonight's topic is all about forgiveness, so we're going to come from a different angle. And I really want to hear your take on it as well, David. But you asked what made me come up with the topic. So for those of you who don't know, for those of you who may know, David and I, we argue a lot. We have been partners for over 4 years, and literally we have had our ebbs and our flows. And, you know, when you say things to one another, you actually, and this is funny, David, because I know a lot of people hear this radio show, they hear our talk show, and they may think, I know that they're talking about me, right? Like, we'll have a topic and people will feel even guilty enough to be like, they got to be talking about me. Well, tonight we're talking about us, and we want to bless you guys through our learning experience. So how about that, David?
Honestly, I will say this. Most of our topics is about the internal person because, you know, I have my imperfections of life. And a lot of things, a lot of topics be based on what I went through already or what I experienced. And I just know I'm not by myself. So I do want people to know we do these topics. It's mainly about, you know, our personal as well. So we don't, we just grew from our own circumstances.
And so just, you know, one day, I guess it snapped in me. You know, it just, this light bulb went off that, in order for people to grow, regardless of the nature of the relationship, in order for people to grow, forgiveness has to happen. And a lot of times, you know, when we think about we've forgiven something because we may not talk about it, we may not think about it. You know, I used this analogy so many years ago about, I actually did a motivational moment on it when I talked about wounds. And I said, if you've ever fallen off of a bike or if you've ever scraped your knee or scraped something, a part of your body, and originally it bleeds, right? And then eventually it starts to heal on its own. And then somewhere down the line, for some reason, it feels like whenever you walk or whenever you walk past something, that is the part of your body that gets hurt. How? Like it's just touching it. Your sleeve gets caught on it or you bump into a wall, but for some reason, that sore just kind of sticks out, and it's the one that gets hurt. But if it gets hurt, if it gets hit too many times, even in its processing of becoming a scab, is what we call it, it's eventually going to fall off again, right? And so I did a motivational moment on that, and I realized that that's just life. You know, that's exactly what happens. But the ending of that motivational moment was the nurturer. My grandmother, the one I talked about in this motivational moment, she was the nurturer. She knew enough to put a bandage on it until it healed. Not to cover it up and keep the bandage on, but enough to cover the scab so that it wouldn't be bruised again and be re-injured, right? So that's how I came up with this topic tonight. Like I said, just a lot of what you and I have been experiencing. And as we grow, we start to realize that forgiveness needs to happen because there's a lot of things that take place in our lives that have nothing to do with the other people in our lives.
Right.
Like we possibly haven't forgiven the daddy. We possibly haven't forgiven the mommy, or we didn't forgive the person who raised us or gave us up. We didn't forgive the teacher who said something. We don't forgive the children. We don't forgive the spouse. We don't forgive, you get what I'm saying? Like, we don't forgive the brother. We don't forgive the sister. And just so happened that there's something that someone who has nothing to do gets caught up in the crossfire of your unforgiveness, and it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just be real. It hurts.
It hurts. It does.
And, go ahead, David. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Keep going.
and you know, and so you just asked, how did I come up with the topic? And that's how I came up with it, because I do believe that we're in a time and we are in a season. I said this possibly around the end of June. I remember saying to someone, I can just sense the world healing. And I didn't mm-hmm. know what that looked like, but I can sense that the world is healing. And, you know, it's just one of those things you have to grab. Whatever is happening in life, David said it best, you have to search internally for change before trying to change everything else around you. And in that, it can be very scary, because as you begin to open up and as you begin to change, you're going to start seeing life differently. You're going to start seeing that things that you accepted previously, you're not going to accept those things anymore. People that you were around, you may just kind of fall off by the wayside, not in a bad way. It doesn't have to be that break off, but it's just you shifted because now you're walking into what we would call your next. But it all starts with forgiveness. So, David, that's how I came up with it.
You know, I like what you were saying earlier about how like we might want to forgive, you know, the people of our past or whatever. And I think when it comes to some of that, it comes like we have to really like uncover our anger, basically. Uncover our anger.
Yeah.
The reason why it's important to uncover our anger, because we might lash out at someone unconsciously. And when the thing about it, when you born, when you from birth, when you are a baby, because when you're a baby, you will believe anything. That's when you at your most vulnerable point of your life. So
yeah.
Things are rotting you from instilled in you from a baby. So by the time you're 30, you know, by the time you're 30, it's 30 years of things boggled up inside you, things that you went through in this thing that we call life, and it go to your subconscious. Everything we went through, if you was like touched the wrong way, or if you was beat, or if you was just mentally abused as a little kid, then by the time you become an adult, that's in your subconscious. You may not even mm-hmm. recognize it. So when you do have an altercation with someone, you may lash out the wrong way. Think about it later on and apologize, right? But that person may have a hard time forgiving you. Now, the thing is, it takes courage to apologize. But the thing is, the person who's receiving it, that lashing, they're trying to deal with their subconscious as well. So they may not forgive you. And you may come sincerely asking for forgiveness. The sad thing, the sad reality is they may be 30 years old as well, meaning they have 30 years of growing as well. They have 30 years of a life that they had to deal with. So in their subconscious, they may not forgive you. Why? Because they haven't forgiven what has already been done to them. And
yeah.
It may be something from when they were 6 years old, when they were 12 years old, that they tried to forget, right? They may not even ponder on it, but it's in their subconscious. Mm-hmm. So your brain is going to remember. Your brain is going to just react. I don't forgive you based on what has already happened to me. If it's not really personal with you, it's a load of things that's built up in my life. And because of these things that's built up in my life, I don't trust myself to lend my heart to you anymore.
Yeah.
Or I don't trust myself to open my heart to you at the moment. So that's why I believe a lot of people have a hard time forgiving. You have to really learn how to uncover that anger that's built inside.
That's good.
Well, I thank you, Coach A. You know I get my freestyle.
I love the fact that we could show everyone too. When we say, you know, our label Beyond the Fence, we truly do work hard every day to go beyond our own fence, our own fences. You know, like, we're not just talking on a Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a topic, and we're not just coaching people, you know, like you say, Coach David, Coach Shay. We're not just coaching people with Let's Talk Business Consulting Group. We're literally living a life where we're growing every single day. And so as we grow, like David said, and as we learn, we want to make sure that you all go beyond your fence as well. We want to make sure that it's not just the talk show. We want to make sure that it's not just about the music. Our music does that as well, but we live everyday life seriously trying to go beyond our own fence.
Yes, yes. And you know what, Shay, I want to say something real quick. It's a little off topic, but it's a little bit on what you were saying. We do go beyond our fence. Like today, shout out to G-Will, you know, my brother. And y'all go check out G-Will, his video, brand new. It's doing very well. Yeah, shout out to G-Will. G-Will and another DJ brother of his from Fleet DJs, shout out to that brother. I know him by DJ Chris, but he have his DJ name, but I just know him by Chris. So, but it's about G-Will right now, but shout out to G-Will. They was at a community function today in Knoxville, Tennessee, and, you know, they poured their hearts out to the people. You know, they you have to work. You put the work in for the people, and I just saw people thank these brothers and appreciate these brothers, you know, for making the outcome of the event much smoother. Because, you know, we've seen some people who do sound, they really didn't do a very good job. They can mess up the whole show. Me and you know that, Shay. We'd have been a part of many of them. And you know, just the dynamic of that, you know, they didn't come just for the money and say, all right, man, here, we got this. Okay, there you have it. No, they showed integrity. They showed they have morals, and they showed they have love in their heart, and they just really did what they were supposed to do. And it was a blessing, man, to see everybody, you know, really thank them. So afterwards, you know, they was putting up the equipment. Actually, Chris goes by the name of DJ Real Deal. That's what he did, DJ Real Deal. So shout out to DJ Real Deal. And, you know, after the show, they was picking up the equipment, you know, putting up everything. Hey, man, you know, I'm the founder of Beyond the Fence. Like, who am I, you know? But guess what I did? Not only did I come up there to support, you know, G-Will, I started helping putting up the stuff, right? And G-Will was like, man, you know you don't have to help us put this stuff up. And I told him, man, this is what it's all about, going beyond your fence. This is just who I am as a person. I don't have to, like, it's one thing to talk about who we are, but I want people to be who they are.
Yeah.
Because you know, I'm just be a reader, be a doer. So me just, I see two brothers who worked hard and was a part of their community. Yes, they got paid for it, but they put the work in. I'm talking they did more than what was required. So me just, man, I ain't going to have these guys putting it up by themselves. But other people, man, I ain't doing it. It ain't my show. It ain't, you know, we got to show love to one another. And when you can learn to be a forgiving person within you, then you can walk through life and smile a little bit more. And that's why we tell people, you know, we want you to smile. So just shout out to you. Also, we have a single. Shay, do you want to introduce my artist single?
Yes, yes, yes. Shout out to Miss Ama E. Neely, Prophetess Ama E. Neely. Tonight we're going to be debuting. You guys have heard it before, but we're going to be debuting her single, This Is My Love Song, that is to be released as soon as it's released. But we want you guys to hear it here tonight on Beyond the Radio. So our music break will be Miss Ama E. Neely. Go ahead and look her up on all digital, all social media outlets at Ama E. Neely or Brown Neely. But we're going to play her songs tonight. So this is my love song, and New Direction is what you are about to hear during the music break. And when we come back, we're going to give a shout-out to our sponsors and get right back to the topic. So where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Going to go deeper. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. So if you missed the first half of Beyond the Radio, I want you guys to stay tuned because you are in for a treat. This is Beyond the Radio with your host, your co-host, Shay Samuels, and your host, your main man, David Benton. Let's give our sponsors a shout out. First, I want to give a shout out to Paula G Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight, our voiceover specialist. I love it. Listen, Paula G is making an impact on radio. If you are listening, I want you guys, if you have a radio programming, if you are a music program director, if you are just a director, if you have a business and you're looking to do looking to have a commercial, we want you guys to look Paula G Voice up because her voiceovers are quality. Listen, we're talking about going further in our business, in our ministries. We want people to hear what we do, and we want them to respect what we do. So why not invest in a quality voiceover? Look her up at Paula@PaulaGVoice.com or PaulaGVoice.com. Let her know that Beyond the Fence sent you. Also, David, can I get a drum roll? Yes, let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC, the Beyond the Fence expansion. We told y'all we are always trying to go beyond our fence. In the year 2020, right as the pandemic was hitting, we opened up Let's Talk Business Consulting Group, LLC. If you are a new business, if you are an existing business, you're looking for looking to speak to someone about just, even if it's just you just want to find out, hey, is this really a business? Or I have a business, what can I do better? Or, you know, I need coaching, I need someone to keep me accountable. Or, you know, you just want to talk to somebody about how to grow your business, strategizing. We do it all. So Let's Talk Business. You can reach out to us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. Let me know that you heard us right here on Beyond the Radio so we know where you got it from. And I want you guys to start looking at new strategies. We want you guys to start looking at new strategies. David, can you talk to the listeners about the mentorship for the youth in that program as well and why we have been making an impact as coaches with the youth?
Yes. And shout out to all our youth leaders. What it is, you know, when it comes to the youth, we always say that you could be a boss, but that don't mean you're a leader, right? So what we want to do before anyone want to say, I want to be an entrepreneur, first of all, you got to realize, you know, when it comes to being an entrepreneur, you're going to have people under your leadership. And if you want a successful business, then you have to learn how to lead properly. So what we do is we want to teach you the skill to look within. When you see what's within, then you can build more character. And we always say be a better version of yourself, meaning who you are does not mean that's who you're going to continue to be, because we have gifts, talents that's right here inside us. So we want you to tap inside those gifts. We're here to help you tap inside and use what was created in you by God himself. That is definitely important. And, you know, and the youth is the future. Because everybody, and it's important, everybody have to know that if everybody's an entrepreneur, well, who going to work for you? Like, if everybody entrepreneur. So everybody's not meant to have their own company. But you can still be a great worker independently. You can work for someone, you'll be your own boss, but you got to know how to do this. So whether you have your own company or you work for someone, you can still play the position of a leader. You know, you got to be self-motivated. So the things that's within, we want to help you tap into it. Because, you know, when you're good, you can make people around you better.
Yes, yes. So I appreciate that. And myself and Coach David, we are the coaches that work with these children on an everyday basis, on a weekly basis, and just watching them grow has been a tremendous and exciting opportunity for us. So if you're looking for something for your child to do, your youth to do, to help them build leadership, social, personal skills, and also mainly what David was saying, just we help to try to work with their integrity, character, and all of that, especially around the house. Let's Talk Business. Again, you can reach out to us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. So, David, we're going to go ahead and get back into this show, this topic. It is an amazing topic. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about forgiveness. And, David, I don't know if you want to pick up where you left off or where do you want to go from here?
Well, I said, well, actually, Shave, you, Coach Shave, I had really finished. I was just saying, hey, if you just now tuning in, we talked about forgiveness, and I was speaking on uncovering your anger.
Yeah.
But Coach Shea, if you want to expound on the rest of what you were saying, because I definitely have more. You know, I can go all the way to 11 o'clock.
I know. Well, I'm going to go ahead and go into a scripture. Colossians 3:12-13 says, since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, you must clothe yourself in tender heart with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults. David, oh my gosh, that was so good. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. If you didn't get that, that was Colossians 3:12-13. But it says, make allowances for others' faults. Our reality is this, you know, and I'm speaking to us as a body right now, but our reality is that there's not one person without fault. You know, scripture says that if you're without sin, you don't have a plank in your eye, then throw the first stone or get the plank out of your own eye, but also throw the first stone. If you're without sin, throw the first stone. And a lot of us can't say that. A lot of us can't do it. It was a challenge. So if you're without fault, then go ahead and cast the first stone. But we're steady throwing stones at one another. And yeah. David, you said it best. You said it best. That mm-hmm. you really don't know what somebody else has gone through. And if we treated everyone as Colossians 3:12 says, that we should be tenderhearted, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. So since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, now that was directed to those who call themselves holy. It should be for everyone, but it says, since God chose you to be the holy, it's almost like it was a challenge. Okay, well, then since God called you to be holy, this is how you should be.
Yeah.
Is it okay for me to say that? Since God called you to be holy, this is how you should be. But instead, we're taking the things that have hurt us and we're putting them on everyone. Let's talk about going from church to church, David. For those people who use the terminology church hurt, if mm-hmm. you got hurt at a church and you thought the remedy was to find another church, how is it that we then, how we healed before going to another church? Meeting new people, spitting our unforgiveness up on other people, and we haven't healed. So now your hurt breeds more hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So we really do have to start searching internally for us to, like I said, my grandmother put a bandage on me, and it was just for a second. So sometimes while trying to walk in a level of forgiveness, you may just have to kind of isolate the hurt so that you can get to the place of healing so that you're not spitting your unforgiveness and hurt on other people. David, back to you.
I like that you brought that scripture. And the thing about it, when it comes to when Jesus, you know, when they was trying to stone the lady for, you know, they felt that, you know, she's having sex with men and they felt that she should really die for it. Jesus told them, like, well, those without sin cast the first stone. Why? Because they put their imperfections and their hurt within, their unforgiveness within, now they want to make it physical towards another person. So Jesus had to educate them. Like, you're not without guilt. Every one of you guys are guilty. So if you are innocent and you really can say you're innocent in front of God, then please cast that stone, right? Then, I like you brought up the other one, that you have a log in your eye and worry about a splinter in someone else's eye, meaning you have a bigger problem within yourself and you are trying to get a little problem out of somebody. So I think the thing within, when it comes, we have to decide to just forgive. And the reason why these principles and the things the Bible is clarifying about this type of forgiveness is because when it comes to unforgiveness, when you don't forgive someone, it doesn't hurt them. If your church hurt, the church is not hurt. they're not hurt. See, so the forgiveness is for you. See, if you're mad at somebody or angry at somebody, or even if you're jealous of somebody, however you feel about someone else, it's not hurting them. They have their own feelings. So when you forgive yourself, you forgive what's within. It's all a mind. It's all about how your mind is set. You can choose to forgive. And when you choose it, you choose to forgive, and it heals you. Because people, when you don't forgive, you're angry, and you're feeling this type of way, and those thoughts are conjuring up in your mind about that person probably watching Andy Griffith, eating some popcorn, drinking that same Kool-Aid that we was talking about earlier. They're not thinking about you. They're living their everyday life, probably smiling and trying to grow. But they probably did something to you that offended you. They don't even realize you upset. And even if they realize you upset, they're still going to live their life while you, in your mind, is thinking the whole day, thinking, which only hurts you because it brings high blood pressure, stress. Now you're losing sleep, which is going to make you sick eventually. So you're tearing your body down with thoughts of another person, which gives them power over you. And you're not even, and they're not even hurt by it. So the person with the stone, now they want to take it because they've made it, it's been conjuring up in their mind so hard about unforgiveness. Now they want to do something to harm them physically. Jesus said no. Those without sin cast the first stone. So now you got to look within yourself again. I am my own worst enemy.
Yeah.
I forgive what I can handle. Because when I'm upset with the person, it's not upsetting them. I'm upset. God put the stone and actually throw it and hit them with it.
Right.
So that's you.
Yeah, you know, and again, the reason this whole topic was, you know, for me tonight is because once I really understood the level of my own unforgiveness, it trickled back to life. It wasn't just 4 years. It wasn't, you know, it stemmed back from like 1983. It stemmed back from like 1983. And I was talking to my mom earlier today, and my mom said, you know, you make a valid point because I never thought about that. There are things that people say to me that trigger me. There are things that think, you know, people that have, you know, smells can even cause like, you can tackle your unforgiveness or trend or track your unforgiveness even by smells. Like, what are you triggered by, right? Somebody might smack their food, and you literally go back to the person who did something to you, and it's like you don't like the person smacking because of the person who did something to you. So these things, as we said in the beginning, these things are piled on. You know, it's like callous almost. And what do you do with callous? You know, calculus, you have to scrape it off. You know, even with callous, you have to scrape it off. Like, I mean, I love to get pedicures. And in order for them to get to the good part of the bottom of my foot, they have to use a scraper to get it off. And so for some of us, we've been holding on to unforgiveness for a long time, and you may not even realize that it's there. But I'm going to say something really funny. Just before the show, I was watching Shark Tank, and there was a group of ladies who came on, and they had a bed bug detector. And they said it's really hard for people to detect bed bugs because they're so small. And by the time you do detect it, there's an infestation. So this little packet you put underneath your mattress, and it gives you an alert that there are big bugs based on the color that changes the glue. We don't have an alert for unforgiveness, but we definitely have triggers that show us that we have been unforgiving.
Yes.
So I do. Yeah. I had to really dig deep, and I had to realize that I was walking in unforgiveness, but my apology wasn't just to David. My apology went out to my mother. My apology went out to others. My apology went out to my children. My apology started going a little bit deeper than just whatever was making me triggered, whatever made me angry, whatever made me frustrated. And I can tell you all, just by doing that, I feel lighter on my feet. I can say that my vision has shifted 100 times over. I see life in a different way. And I told you earlier today that I can create life to be what I want it to be, as opposed to what I've been living while living in the unforgiveness. So I want to challenge people to really dig deep, because Colossians reminds us that we are to be tenderhearted with mercy, and that we are to be kind, and we are to have humility, and we are to be patient, but we are also to make allowances for one another's faults. What that means to me is that we're going to make mistakes.
Yes.
We've all been raised differently. We've all been taught different things. We all see things. We can read the same scripture, David, and get a different meaning out of it. It doesn't mean that what you got out of it was wrong. It just means that it's different from what someone else read. We don't have to argue about scripture and then not forgive. You guys are not even talking to people in your own church home.
Right.
Come on. Let's not even talk about the house itself. You might be living with people that you're just not even talking to. Family members, you haven't associated yourself with just because you feel that they are at fault and you're not forgiving them for something that has happened. But I'm going to tell you what it does. It heals the heart altogether, which eventually whatever disease you could have, it can heal that. Whatever mental instability you have, it can heal that. So
yes.
I would say consider forgiveness as an opportunity to take a dose of a pill, medicine, or whatever you need to take to make your whole body better.
Yes, and you made some great points, Shay. I want to encourage you guys to, you kings and queens, men and women of God, I really want to encourage you to beat yourself from prison. That's how you go beyond your fence. No, that's how you go beyond your fence, to release yourself from your emotional prison. The worst enemy is you. Like, you quit the same, this person upset me. Well, this person did something I may dislike or disagree with, but me getting upset still is a conscious choice. And the reason I know this is because I've seen people, I've been in situations to where someone might say something to me and some other guys. And it may be like three or four of them may chuckle, laugh it off and say, man, I'm not worried about that. And another person might be like, try to talk it out. where with me and a couple of more other people where we like, well, no, we're offended by that. And we're looking at the other guys, well, you're just probably afraid. I'm not afraid. Now you're trying to, this male ego, your testosterone on 1,000, now you're trying to prove your point. But the main idea of this story is that I took it differently, and another person took it differently, and another person took it differently. Everybody heard the same thing but responded differently. So, yes, the person, what the person said angered me, but it didn't anger the other guy. It angered me in the more, but the other one wasn't angered at all. They laughed it off. While another set of guys said, listen, let's just talk about it. Let's have dialogue. Where me and the other guys like, you're not trying to talk about this. You said what you said, and now you got to pay the price for those disrespectful words.
Mm-hmm.
We chose to get angry when these other guys are showing me by their actions. Because the same, they said the same thing to all of us.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't have to react the way we were. We could have been more proactive and laughed it off as well. So we gave those guys power over us. We became weak, really. So now we're ready to do something physical and a different mindset. When you change your mindset and you really, like, say I've seen you, like, people totally disrespect you. And I get mad, like, don't let them disrespect you. But you're not the person who allows people to disrespect you. But I've seen you on some planes know that you have integrity. You have class. So you're not going to stoop down to a certain level. So you will handle it differently than I will handle it. Where I would go off, mm-hmm. you didn't go off. That was good, you know. So I had that with other guys. So when it comes to this forgiveness thing, we can make a conscious choice to just say, you know what, I do forgive you because I have to feel better in my life. I can't allow your emotions to have that type of power over my mind. I got to move on about my day. So when it comes to this thing called forgiveness, men and women of God, kings and queens, do it for you. Forgive others for your sins. And I hope that this show tonight really helped you guys. I know if we come up here, we be silly, we laughing, we joking. But there are times like this where we really want to bless you and educate you. And we want you to have a paradigm shift. We want you to think differently because we want you to grow. We want you to go out and be able to be a blessing to yourself so you can go bless others.
Yeah.
So I hope you guys enjoyed tonight. We will see you guys next week. We have some guests. Sisters with an S.
I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited.
Yes, we're going to close out tonight. Shout out to Elation. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence Enterprise family. But we're going to close this night with Miss Alma's new single. Shay, will you introduce the single again? And this will be coming out this week or next week on all digital platforms.
Yes, yes, and we do want to apologize because of the pandemic. A lot of the distribution companies are backlogged, just as you all are experiencing certain things with your banks and stores and things of that nature. It's just the nature of being an artist, but we patiently wait, and we forgive you, distribution companies. We forgive you, but this song is entitled "This Is My Love Song," coming soon by Miss Alma E. Neely to all digital outlets. Thank you, guys. Bless you. And again, we pray that you've been blessed by the show. Have an awesome week.
Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?